Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check it out. Give us a like. I'm posting all the animals in the news and so forth up on Facebook during the week as the stuff comes in, so you got to be there to keep up on it. And if you're doing that, then you'll be aware of all this food information that we're talking about. It's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me today. So phone lines are open, and I am taking your behavior and training questions or healing questions right now. We are talking to Barbara in Seattle. We spoke to her last week when Dr. Nels was on. She's got a little Shih Tzu named Jessie that's having hot spots and itchy problems. And so we couldn't go into all that detail last week. So we're covering all the trying to get everybody educated on the food stuff and sensitivities and allergies and that sort of thing. So, Barbara, you still with me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I was talking about the hair in the Pedigree pet food. And, of course, Pedigree, when contacted, said, you know, it's really just pig hair. And it's nothing to worry about. And dogs can eat hair, and it's not a big deal. So don't worry about it. Feed the food. And so, now, that's probably true. The first thing that concerns me, though, is if you look at the label of Pedigree, and in one of the articles that I posted on Facebook, there is an ingredient label for this the Pedigree pet food. And, it's hard for me to even read the label because there's so much not good stuff in these cheaper grocery store foods, not to mention all the dyes in the food. There is simply, you know, and in the pictures of these foods, see, I've got pictures printed out here, and there's all this colored kibble, green kibbles and yellow kibbles and red kibbles. Dogs don't need colored kibbles. The coloring is to impress the human, and there's no reason to be putting this dye in there. Brown is just fine, and, you know, the higher quality foods don't put in the dyes and that sort of thing. At any rate, then Susan Thixton from www.thetruthaboutpetfoods.com, the really good website about pet foods, and she keeps up on all of this stuff, she decided to do her own test. And the ingredient that I want you all to be familiar with is, when you read labels, is the one that allows there to be hair and all kinds of other stuff in our animals' food. And the ingredient, it will read on the label as meat and bone meal. It could read just meat meal. It can read just bone meal. Or it says meat and bone meal. I think on the Pedigree label, it says meat and bone meal. What you need to know when the meat is not identified, you see, on the higher quality foods, you'll see chicken meal or lamb meal or venison meal. That means it's all chicken or lamb or turkey. Okay, when it says just meat, it means it could be anything and that it comes from a rendering plant. Now, the really and grossly disgusting truth that came out a number of years ago when Ann Martin wrote Food Pets Die For is that the rendered product can and still does contain euthanized dogs and cats. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the ingredient you look for that you do not want to feed a food that has meat meal, bone meal, or meat and bone meal on the label, because you know there's rendering stuff in it. Now, I think last week I told you about the AFCO meetings, which is the kind of governing body of ingredients in pet foods, and their annual meeting, and that Susan Sixton went to that, and I posted her report on our Facebook page about that. And one of the really shocking things that happened at that meeting is that there's a proposal to add a new ingredient to livestock food called human byproduct stuff. And this would be they would empty the dumpsters, the produce and food dumpsters outside of grocery stores, and put it all into rendering and then put it into livestock food, thinking that this is going to be a great, cheap, new, healthy ingredient. Well, then it came out that in the grocery stores, when they put expired food in these dumpsters, they don't take it out of the containers. So all of the yogurt, you know, that expires, look at how many brands of yogurt are there in a grocery store. They just throw the plastic containers with the yogurt, everything, into the bin. So all of that would go into rendering. And so there, all of that plastic would be in the rendered product that's then fed to our livestock that then is then producing milk or meat for, you know, our kids, us humans. Not a good thing. And at that AFCO meeting, a gal got up to protest and make a case against making this human byproduct food legal ingredient. All the pet food manufacturers, the representatives were there, the board, they booed her and laughed at her. Okay, then. Now, my point in telling you that is that in the rendered food, the meat and bone meal that you can find, what goes into the rendering vats can be, that's what happens to euthanized dogs and cats that are not cremated when an animal disposal service picks them up. They take them to rendering. Well, often these animals are placed with their collars and tags, maybe even flea collars. They're put into plastic bag and then go into the truck of the disposal guy. I know, because I saw this happen for years. I didn't know what was going on, but anyway, I saw it happen. Those plastic bags full of the dead carcasses of the animals with their leashes, collars, and tags all go into the rendering vat. So not only do you get the pentobarbital, you know, the euthanasia drug and the dead, the euthanized dogs and cats, but you also get their collars and tags and everything else in there as well. So that's why every once in a while you find something really strange in pet food. So here is Susan's little test that she did. This was published August 20th. So four pet foods were purchased on August 19th, 2015 at Walmart, and she went in and did this. The test was to see if hair could be found in the kibble, just like what is being seen in pedigree dog food. The results? Four of four had hair in the kibble. It was a pretty simple test. Quick trip to Walmart, purchased four kibble pet foods, all containing the ingredient meat and bone meal. My results? All four pet foods were found to have hair sticking out of the kibbles. Four of four. She says, first, the definition of the pet food ingredient meat and bone meal. The AFCO definition of meat and bone meal is the rendered product from mammal tissues, including bone, exclusive of any added blood, hair, hoof, horn, hide trimmings, manure, stomach, and rumen contents, except in such amounts as may occur unavoidably in good processing practices, unquote. It is very significant to explain that, quote, exclusive of any added means exactly what it says. The ingredient cannot, should not contain any added hair, hoof, horn, or manure, but it's perfectly fine to contain the hair, hoof, horn, and manure from the animals being rendered. Just don't put any added hair, horn, or manure in it. Okay, so anyway, she said, I opened the bags one at a time, and within seconds of opening each bag, I began to see hair. It was a little more difficult with cat foods, as kibble was small, but with close examination, they were there, hair in every single food. And she has got, you can see the hair in the photographs here that she posted. The foods that she purchased were Pedigree Adult Complete Nutrition Chicken Flavor, Nine Lives Plus Cat Care Cat Food, Beneful Incredibites with Real Beef Dog Food, and Frisky's Indoor Delights Cat Food. So there you go. And now, Barbara.
Yes.
This brings me back to another point. So if you're going to read labels, don't buy food with meat or bone meal in it. Don't buy the ones with the dye and the other stuff. Now, I first started learning about foods and how it affects our animals, and especially food related to skin problems and allergies, back in the 80s when Dr. Al Plechner's first book came out. And I was working in a managing veterinary hospital office at the time, And the book, I'm sure probably the first copy of the book passed my desk. And, of course, I grabbed it right away. And Dr. Al's first book was a red book called Pet Allergies, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And there were two parts to the book. The first part of the book was all about food allergies and sensitivities. The second part of the book was all about the endocrine immune imbalance, but it wasn't nearly as refined as it is now and all of that sort of stuff. And so I couldn't get the veterinarians I was working with to even look at this book, let alone read it and address it. So I couldn't do anything about the second half and the endocrine immune imbalance. But I could completely digest the first half of the book. And Dr. Al was the doctor. It was the mid-80s when this came out. He is the one that first brought to light food allergies and sensitivities. And his contention being, and I agree with him, that when your animals have allergic type symptoms, most particularly skin problems, the hot spots, the itching, the scratching, but it can be other allergens as well that would present more like inhalant or contact, but sinus problems, ear infections, lots of sneezing, allergic symptoms. What Al says is that the immune system is already so busy dealing with the food the animal's eating that it can't deal properly with the other allergens. So the first step in addressing any of those problems is always to get the dog on a hypoallergenic diet for that individual, which is, means removing ingredients that the dog's allergically sensitive to. And I know the reason I jumped on this with Barbara last week is that because she's calling in about, you know, her little dog, Jesse, that's got hot spots and horrible itching problems. And in the course of the discussion last week, Barbara, one of the things you said was that I thought it might be related to food or food allergies. So I changed the food to see if that was the problem, but it didn't make a difference. So I know food wasn't the problem.
No, I suspected the food was. I did change from, and I, you know, I may have told you pedigree. She wasn't doing pedigree. She was actually doing the Caesar, the little things.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, one of the things that I have noticed, and, you know, was that now having her on the raw food, which now she's starting to eat, and I'm, you know, but I've actually noticed that the poo is different.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Before it was kind of, it was formed, but it had kind of a glistening, or it was a little bit slimy. Now they're actual, you know, formed, hard, you know, what I would call healthy.
Yeah,
poo.
Yeah, and that slimy sometimes indicates a mucousy, and that can be a colitis or, you know, intestinal
right.
inflammation and so forth.
Right.
But yes, that's one of the bonuses of feeding raw food to dogs and cats. If you feed strictly an all raw food diet, their poop doesn't smell.
Right.
And which is really amazing, and there's much less of it because they can process and assimilate the food so much better. But the reason I jumped on what you said, you know, I changed her food, it didn't seem to make a big difference, because a lot of people make an assumption like that, that, okay, well, if there's something wrong with the food, I'll change the food. And so they change the food, and nothing happens with the itching and the scratching. They change it again, nothing happens. And then they think, okay, well, it can't be the food, because I've changed and fed a bunch of different foods, but it still continues. Well, unfortunately, that doesn't work, because you don't know. There's so many different ingredients in each individual food, you don't know exactly what the animal might be reacting to. So that's why it can be a more complicated process in getting them on to a hypoallergenic diet. So,
and well, let me also say that one of the other things that Jessie does is that she, and, you know, which I think is the allergies, is that she does kind of a snorting, you know, not all the time, but it's kind of like, you know, I kind of worry about, is she getting enough air? It's kind of like the snorting, coughing kind of thing that goes on, not all the time, but maybe 2 times a month.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be a reverse sneeze type thing we used to call it, in a soft palate vibration sort of thing.
Right.
And that can be related to problems. At any rate, We need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. We're going to do that. Then we'll come back, and I will tell you what the process is. I'll tell you what Dr. Al's taught us all and how to get on a hypoallergenic diet and figure out what works for your animal and all that sort of stuff. We'll get into those details next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friend, the ingredients in that food can be exposed to heat, light, and oxygen that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes, and the raw ingredients. The fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in cats, eliminates hairball problems in cats, excessive shedding problems in dogs. And there is a Missing Link formula for everybody. There's a formula for cats. There's three for dogs, a senior with a new senior formula with New Zealand green muscle, skin and coat, hip and joint. There's a bird formula. There's now a formula for our chickens, and there's one for horses. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Dr. Doug Yearout, holistic veterinarian, has relocated his office. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is now at 1059 State Avenue, Suite E in Marysville. Dr. Doug has practiced holistic and naturopathic veterinary medicine for 35 years in the Lake Stevens area. He offers animal chiropractic, homeopathy, Western and Eastern herbal medicine, proper nutritional advice, class 4 medical laser therapy, and other energy healing methods. He treats almost everything dressed in an animal suit, including companion animals, dogs and cats, birds, rabbits, reptiles, ferrets, and other strange, rare, and peculiar exotic pets, including wildlife. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is open by appointment Monday through Friday. Call today, 360-653-8171.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and we have open phone lines right now. We're talking about food and hypoallergenic diets and how to determine all of that. just getting ready to get into a lot of the really good stuff, but I want to remind you to check out Dr. Nils Rasmussen at www.nilshealingministry. He was in the studio last week. Go down to the Animal World Archives. Listen to the show if you weren't here. It was a really great show. Learned all kinds of wonderful stuff about Dr. Nils and what he does. And one of the things you can do if you're interested in seeing if he can help you or your animals is go to nilshealingministry.com. Click on the treatment packages, descriptions, and so forth. And then at the bottom of that page, there's apparently a patient intake evaluation form you can fill out. And then Dr. Nils will make an appointment with you to do a free telephone evaluation with, you know, so whatever's going on with you or your animal friend, and he'll chat with you about it and let you know what he can do to help. And you can decide whether you need to see him in person or whether he can work on you remotely or whatever. So check it out, www.nilshealingministry.com, or you can call him at 425-238-2668. And then I'm just delighted to say we know where our Dr. Doug Yearout is. He is just the best at a holistic alternative medicine practitioner. He is the expert in veterinary homeopathy. He does class 4 laser stuff and is just phenomenal. He's now up in Marysville. It's all animal alternative medicine clinic, and you can go online. Website is www.holisticanimaldoc.com, and that's holistic with an H, holisticanimaldoc.com, or you can call their office at 360-653-8171, 360-653-8171 for Dr. Doug. And he'll be back in the studio the second week of September. It'll be our next Vet Sunday with Dr. Doug. Okay, we are back with Barbara in Seattle. We're talking about Jessie, her little Shih Tzu that is at hot spots and scratching and itching. And we're getting ready to talk about all the food stuff you need to know. Now, Kathy, following up with what we talked about in the last segment, you typed in here, could something in the dog's environment be causing the allergies? Well, that's what I'm talking about, an inhalant or a contact allergy or something like that. And yes, those they can be sensitive to those things. But Dr. Al believes that if the immune system is healthy and it's not having to deal with any foods that it's allergic or sensitive to, it can then address the contacts or the inhalants and deal with them better. So any kind of allergic symptoms, no matter what they might indicate on the surface, you always go look at the food first. And I have to tell you, let me go back to the mid-80s when Dr. Al's Pet Allergies, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, when that book crossed my desk, I had already picked my heart dog, and my breed was Golden Retrievers. Golden Retrievers are notoriously food sensitive, have allergy problems, and mine were no exceptions. I had to deal with hot spots quite frequently with my Golden Retrievers, and it wasn't always flea-related. It could be. We didn't have all the flea products that we have these days. Of course, I don't use them now anyway, but at any rate. So I read Dr. Al's book, and from what I read and learned from Dr. Al at that time in the mid-1980s, I will tell you I've continued to live with Golden Retrievers. Since that time, I've had a number of them. I have not had a hot spot or an itching problem on a dog ever again since I read that book. That's how dramatic this information is and what a big difference it can make. Now, back then, Barb, it was pretty easy to find an alternative. When we read the book, Dr. Al explained at that point that the common allergens for dogs in the 80s, the list was beef, dairy, eggs, yeast, corn, and then wheat was added shortly after he wrote the book. Beef, dairy, eggs, yeast, corn, wheat. Now, if you went to most dog food labels, you'd find most all of those things in the foods. So at the time, I was working with Susan Moss, who and her husband, Ira, that started All the Best Pet Care in their first little store in Lake City. And Susan read the book also, and then we kind of looked at each other and said, well, gee, what the heck do we feed our dogs? So we called Dr. Al, and Dr. Al said, well, I just reformulated a food, starting the hypoallergenic diets, and at the time, that was Nature's Recipe he had formulated. Dr. Al is the vet that created the first lamb and white rice diets, venison rice. The first, you know, simple formulas, limited ingredients with novel proteins that we weren't feeding. So Susan and All the Best Pet Foods started trucking up Nature's Recipe to our area. It took off like hotcakes. I solved more problems, allergy problems, skin problems for my clients and the people who came into our vet hospital and all of that just because of what I learned in this book and teaching people how to do an elimination diet to find out what their dog was sensitive to get on a simple formula, and to rotate foods, because that's what the other recommendation is, that, A, you need to pick a food that is a simple formula, meaning, you know, one protein source, you know, one or a couple of carb sources, but that's one of the problems I have with the really high quality, what I call designer pet foods these days. The real high quality, really expensive with fancy names and packaging and the really good pet stores. I call them the kitchen sink foods because many of them, not all of them, but you look at the label, there might be chicken, there might be turkey, there might be fish, there might be lamb. You get a bunch of different protein sources in there and then a bunch of different carb sources. There's so much stuff in there, you can't effectively rotate, because what Al recommended doing back then in the 80s was realizing that dogs are never intended to eat the same thing day in, day out, 365 days a year. Their diet rotates depending on what's available seasonally. So we started rotating foods four times a year. And then for at least one of those rotations, you completely eliminate the ingredients that they were in the food that you just fed. You're feeding another food that doesn't have any of those ingredients. That gives, because the bottom line is, it's long-term exposure that to the same ingredients that causes allergies if the immune system is not stable. Okay, if you don't have the endocrine immune imbalance, apparently, according to Dr. Al, you won't get allergies. But if the immune system's unstable, it's consistent exposure to the same thing that triggers allergies. So since that time, now what has happened is that original hit list, beef, dairy, eggs, yeast, corn, wheat, was the hot buttons in the 80s. Well, at that point, when Dr. Al created lamb and rice and the hypoallergenic formulas, well, every pet food company on the planet jumped on it. And pretty soon, there's lamb and rice and everything. And, you know, we took beef out. Well, beef now can be a hypoallergenic ingredient for a lot of dogs because it hasn't been in processed dog food for generations now. So now, in 2015... lamb and rice can be common allergens. I find the most common allergen that I run into is chicken. So a lot of the ingredients that we feed most commonly can be the culprits. The other caveat to this that we discovered after working with Dr. Al's understandings and simple formula diets and rotating and all of that, and as the quality of processed pet food began to improve, one of the things we discovered is that not all animals have an actual food allergy. They react as if they do, and they may have the hot spots and the itching and the skin or the ears or the respiratory or whatever the allergic stuff is. They may have all of that stuff, but they don't have a true allergy. What they're reacting to is the very poor quality ingredients in the food, like what? Meat and bone meal, okay? So just by feeding a higher quality diet, with better ingredients, some animals won't have those type of, you know, itchy, scratchy, or hot spot, allergic type symptoms, because they really weren't allergic. It's just crappy food they were eating. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now the first thing was say, like, well, we'll say Barbara isn't on raw food yet. We'd go back to her and Jesse and say, okay, we got hot spots, we got skin, we know we don't have fleas and other stuff. So food has got to be a component. So the first thing we'd look at is the foods that you've been feeding her. Because what was she, about 7 years old?
No, she's four years old. Four.
Okay. So you want to take a look at what they've been feeding, because, or what you've been feeding. The most common protein source you find in foods, you know, dog foods these days, is chicken, because it's cheap and so forth. But if she's been on a chicken-based protein food for most of her life, she's probably allergic to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at the other things that might be in there as well. It can be allergic to grains and that sort of thing, but they can also now, we've been putting potatoes and stuff in food long enough that dogs are starting to react to that kind of thing as well. Another thing that really, really has bothered me over the years is how the traditional veterinary community has not really got on board with food allergies and sensitivities. Now, veterinarians don't get a lot of education about diet and nutrition in school and what is provided by the big pet food corporate conglomerates like the Science Diets and the Purinas, Royal Canins now, and that sort of thing. At any rate, many, though, educate themselves outside of school, especially the more naturally or holistically inclined. But I have been told by many vets over the years, and it's always a shock to me, when we'll have a client whose dog is scratching, hot spots, itchy, all this kind of stuff, and I'll say something about the foods. Oh, well, the dog's been eating Science Diet its whole life. Can't possibly be the food's been on it its whole life. It's very likely the food if it's been on it its whole life. I just saw clients 3 weeks ago who had serious skin problems and a rescue German Shepherd that they had. And the skin problems were so bad, they're seeing one of the official veterinary allergists in the area. And they had spent a fortune with this doctor, testing, diagnosing, treating, all this sort of stuff. And I said, well, what's the doctor having you do about food? Oh, nothing. We never even discussed that. And I'm like, what? I don't get it. They're supposed to be the experts and not even looking at food. Okay, we'll move on. All right, so Barbara, if you could go back and look at what foods, do you remember, like, kind of what brands of food you've been feeding Jesse in her 4 years?
Yeah, we were doing Caesars, okay, in the little...
No, the little cans.
Little cans, okay. And then I went to the pet store because of I just started, you know, the itching, and I thought it was an allergy to the food. And I think we went to Natural Balance. It was a, you know, and we went with buffalo. We went with, you know, a buffalo thing away from chicken, you know, and all of that. She really wasn't crazy about that one, and she would eat it, and then all of a sudden she would not eat it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So now we're on the raw food. It seems to be working. Now, one of the other things that I think in the back of my mind that I've been kind of concerned about, and I think this may be also a contributing factor, is we moved from a house that had wood floors to an apartment that has carpet, and I know there were other animals in there. Now, supposedly, they've shampooed the rugs, but I do think that there's something in there because it's really, you know, ascorbated since we've moved into this apartment.
Well, that very well could be. So, like a good HEPA air filter, Dr. Doug recommended that on the last Vet Sunday for dogs like this. I also want to mention, because sometimes the problem is poor assimilation of crummy ingredients in the food.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got this kind of, you know, allergy problems, the first thing you always do is add a good digestive enzyme.
Okay.
And my recommendation is the product made by In Clover. It's called Optagest, O-P-T-A-G-E-S-T.
Mm-hmm.
Most good pet stores carry it. The website for the company is inclover.com if you need a store locator. But
okay.
It's called Optagest. It's a powder. You start with a little bit and gradually wean up to the full dose. Don't start them out on the full dose. Kathy's also making a good point here when it comes to reading labels on pet foods. You can't trust the front of the bag because, as you know, Kathy says, it may say lamb, you know, or something on the front. But if you read the ingredients, you'll find fish, chicken, something else in those ingredients. So you have to read the whole label. Now, so Barbara could, for their first efforts with Jesse, would be looking, you kind of go back to the store and read the labels of the foods you always used to feed her and see what's in the top five, up to 10 ingredients. But the top five are usually the most important. And you'd want to avoid that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Now, I have found at the present time with the majority of cases. Oh, and by the way, the German Shepherd of the clients that I saw about 3 weeks ago that had such horrible skin rashes and all of this is spending the fortune with the allergist and so forth. They have been following my instructions. They didn't go to raw food, but they switched this dog to canine caviar, and I'm not sure which variety, but I ran into her the other day and said, the dog is so much better already, just with the few changes they've made since with my recommendations. So it really makes a huge difference. Now, so I have found these days, I think one of the best choices hypoallergenically for dogs right now is venison. You know, chicken isn't bad. It's just, but it can be, it's a very common allergen because it's in so many foods and it's in so many poor quality foods. Sometimes if a dog is allergic to one form of a bird, like a chicken, they'll also be sensitive to turkey and other poultry. Sometimes not. Sometimes they can eat turkey and not chicken, or duck and pheasant, but not others. So, you know, the kind of the novel proteins is the idea here. And rotation on carbs and not the commonly used ones. And eliminating grains would be, you know, venison. I mean, you mentioned buffalo. That's one that's being used now. I have not seen great results with that, actually. The duck diets, rabbit is a really good one usually for hypoallergenic purposes, but it can be very expensive to purchase. And then the addiction foods have some novel proteins with their brush tail and their unagi, the eel, the freshwater eel. And there's more of those kind of things coming out these days. Then if you go to raw foods, you can, like Barbara's doing, you can go to a much simpler formula, because you really do have only the one kind of meat. And then some additives if they're adding in supplements to make it a complete, you know, diet. Now, are you making your own raw food, Barbara, or are you buying a prepackaged frozen raw food?
No, I went over to Nature's Natural, which is the good store here in West Seattle, and I did get some frozen raw. Excuse me, one moment. Excuse me, I got some. Raw medallions. I bought a package of those.
Okay, do you know what brand?
No, I didn't. They didn't have, I think you were saying something like Pet Pantry. They didn't have that. They had three different kinds, and so I got, you know, one of the brands. It, you know, like I said, it seems to be working now.
Okay. And with these little the little dogs, one of the raw food brands, Stella and Chewy's, is particularly palatable. But you have to read the labels of the raw foods as well.
Okay.
Because some of the raw food companies now are putting all kinds of stuff into their food.
Okay, well, I will double check.
So you've got to check that. Then you have to be prepared to rotate, because you only keep them on. You need two or three different foods with different protein and carb sources, so you can rotate. And now we don't recommend going as long as every 3 months. You know, four times a year. Now the recommendation is rotate. By the bag or once a month.
Okay.
You know, every month and a half, something like that. But don't go more than 2 months on one food.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Kathy already typed in, Evangers puts out a wet food made of pheasant, and that she says it's reasonably repriced and her cats love it.
You know what? I did get those. I did try those, the Evangers, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the two other things I want to mention, the reading labels doesn't always tell you everything you need to know, especially with the poorer quality, cheaper foods. I mean, look at what the pedigree that had the hair in it. What did the company say? The company said, oh, it's pig hair. No biggie. Pig hair. Well, you look at the ingredients label on pedigree. There's no pork listed, no pig listed there. There's no pig in there. That's because, see, it's the meat and bone meal. They don't know what's in there. It's meat and bone meal, for crying out loud. Could be dog, cat, could be pig, could be cow. Who knows what it is? It's anything that went into that day rendering vat. So it's really tough sometimes to know what's really in the foods. And I think, Barb, it depends. See, I don't know the particular version of raw food that you got. Mm-hmm. Did you say you're using the buffalo, or did you get off of that already?
No, we're off of the buffalo. I'll have to go look at it. I really did. It just said raw.
Okay.
Food.
Yeah. Mike just reminded me of the time. So we've chatted. So we've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors before we hit the end of this hour. And then we'll come back and finish up on foods and what more Barb can do here. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, Martha Norwalk. We're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard about our favorite Animal World animal communicator, medium, Reiki master. That would be Darcy Pariso. And she can be reached through her website, www.darcypariso.com. She'll be in the studio here again the third week of September if you want a free reading with Darcy. You can reach her by phone at 425-280-5132. And you also heard the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and there's all kinds of stuff going on with Ananda these days. You can check them out at anandawashington.org. But the Raja Hatha Yoga Intensive is beginning in September. September 8th in Seattle, September 10th in Bothell. This is the beginning of the path if you're at all interested in what I do. It's the beginning. The Raja Yoga is necessary before you can start the Kriya Yoga prep and then get initiated and learn the Kriya Yoga, which is so wonderful. They've also got yoga teacher training, 11 weeks over 6 months, beginning September 11th in Bothell. And the next social event of the fall, and it's free to everybody. I'll be there. It's the Celebrating the Divine in All Fall Equinox service. Can't believe we're talking about that already, fall. That'll be Saturday, September 19th at 7:30 in the temple at Bothell. It's free and all are welcome. So I hope you'll join us for all of that. Okay, then. Barbara, we're back to our food thing. Now, a couple of things I want to say is that when you are testing a new diet, okay, now what did you say, what version of raw are you feeding right now?
I don't know.
But no, but is it like, did you say buffalo?
No, I don't even know if it even said. I'd have to be real honest with you, I don't know.
Okay, then. The first thing I'm going to say is, Barbara, You are not paying enough attention here.
Okay.
Okay? You don't even know if you're feeding duck or buffalo or what. Because if you're going to figure this out, you have to really step up and be paying attention. You have to be reading those labels. You have to know how many different protein sources are in there and what. And then what else is in there? And how easy is this going to be to rotate and stay off of some ingredients? And then let's say you decide to go on a duck raw food. Okay, well, if you do that, then you've got to look at everything else she eats.
Okay.
You can't be treating her from the table with stuff. You can't be giving her dog treats or dog biscuits. She can't go to get biscuits at the espresso stand or biscuits at the bank. you know, because most of all of those are the cheap ones. Now, some of them have better quality, but you cannot give her anything else but what you are testing at the time. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So you've got to eliminate everything else, and then you've got to go a good month on the food to know. And it can be a gradual tapering off of symptoms. I think it is important to note that you did notice in the new apartment with the carpeting rather than the hardwood floors, you've had more issues. So, you know, a good HEPA air filter may make a difference for her as well as the cleaning. But then one of the problems is identifying what is the dog sensitive to. Well, that's another reason why I really love having Dr. Nels Rasmussen around, because he can do, you know, his muscle testing and his best testing to see what the dog is sensitive to.
Okay.
And that can eliminate a lot of your work. You can have him test specific food and brands. You can have him test specific ingredients. I've had it, you know, where he's tested me or, you know, someone that's been with me when we've been working with him and might test a certain vegetable. And it doesn't test, the person tests sensitive to it. And then when he questions more, it's because it's not organic. But the organic version would be okay because it's something that's on the vegetable or, you know, a chemical or whatever that's making the person sensitive to it. So you can really speed up the process of knowing what your animal is sensitive to or not. By doing a session with Dr. Nels. And I believe if you look at his healing packages and so forth on his website, there is a specific remote phone call session he does just for addressing this, you know, testing foods or supplements or whatever to find out if the animal or human is sensitive to it.
Okay.
And then once you found something that she's good with, then you would rotate, you know, in a month or so, you'd rotate on to something else and see if they maintain well on that. Now, often what you'll find is that, say, chicken is that, like with my dog, Robbie, I did not rotate him quickly enough as a puppy. I kept him on chicken too long, and he became sensitive to chicken, so I don't feed him chicken anymore. I rotate him between venison, lamb, and duck and pheasant, and we rotate that, and some turkey as well, but he doesn't get chicken. But what I found is that once you get the offending ingredient out of the system long enough, if they didn't have a true flaming allergy, you can have a little bit of it from time to time and not have the same reaction. So it depends on whether you're truly allergic or whether you're just sensitive.
Okay.
The example I'd give you would be, I'm not a celiac, but I am gluten sensitive. So, and when I get gluten affects me, I get groggy and tired and punchy and weird. And so I maintain a gluten-free diet the vast majority of the time. But if I'm really good doing that for a long time, if I go to like a party and then want to cheat and have, you know, that rhubarb crisp yesterday, there's a little bit of gluten in that. I could have a piece and not be affected because I haven't had it for so long. But then I have to stay really clean for a while. So that's kind of, you know, in a big nutshell, how we then find where the sensitivities are and what hypoallergenic food works. And that you remember you have to do everything. So either if you're feeding duck, you have to find a duck treat, or you may be able to, like, for example, when I feed Robbie venison now, I don't have a good source of venison raw food to add to the canine caviar, so I add a turkey raw grind. And so he gets venison and turkey on one rotation. Then he gets lamb and lamb on another one. Then he gets duck, pheasant, and duck on the third rotation. But I rotate everything else. Does that make sense, Barbara?
Sure.
Okay. Now, we've got to close out this hour and fire up hour number three. Do you want to hang over the hour and finish up? Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Then you let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks Bye-bye. For calling Animal World. And that's our Food 101 and rotation diets, simple formulas, all that good stuff. And we are going to close out hour number two. We'll start up hour number three. I'll give you contact information. We've got to do a current events. If anyone else is out there with behavior training or healing questions, you can get your own questions in now. If nobody calls, well, and actually, why don't we do a Designing Health Missing Link giveaway? And let's start it now. Let me give you phone numbers, 425-373-5527, toll-free, 888-298-5569. How about our missing link words of the day? How about food rotation? That's a good one. And so you can call in for missing link now. Also, if you've got questions, otherwise, and who was our barker? Liebchen was the dog. I think it was Laura in Seattle and Liebchen. You could call in now. Otherwise, once we get to the other side, do current events, then we're going to do everything you know need to know about barking and how to control barking with dogs. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.